News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, you may be aware of this, but later on this year, the government plans to put your driving licence on your phone. A digital driving licence is going to be brought in. But should we be concerned about this move? Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent, joins us. Good morning to you, Adrian. What's the issue here? It sounds like a kind of a convenient thing, surely, for people.
Yeah, I think it will be, ultimately. There are a few concerns, though. There's the usual ones over the security over it, whether your phone could be hacked, whether or not we're handing over too much power to the tech companies. For example, in France, they have a digital identity card, and that's the way they do their digital driver's license. It's in within its own app, and then when a guard stops you or a gendarme stops you, they kind of scan your phone, they scan the app. But it's not clear how it'll be done here. It could go into your Apple wallet or your Google wallet on your iPhone or your Android phone, and that's another piece of crucial information that we're kind of handing over to the tech companies if that's the way it's done.
So you're worried about the tech companies rather than the guards per se having access to your phone?
Well, it's a bit of both, because I don't believe that something stored in the iPhone wallet or the Google wallet is really vulnerable from the tech companies, from the point of view that we've done that with our credit cards and our event tickets and our airline boarding passes for so long that we presume they're not snooping in there, and we kind of believe them when they say that they're secure. There is another issue, though. When a guard stops you and asks for your driver's license, frequently you will just give them the little piece of plastic, the plastic card.
Yeah.
They might have a look at it. If there's something serious, maybe they'll go off with it for a second. Do they go off with your phone? Do they start looking through your phone?
And that is an issue, because people have private WhatsApp messages, people have other information, banking details, you know, and I'm not suggesting for a moment that the guards would be acting in a nefarious way, but you're quite right. We store very sensitive information on our phones that isn't related to our driving license or anything like that. So there are data protection issues. But equally, would this not, like, are we overthinking this? Will this not be one of those little QR things that you know, I don't know what they're called, the little widgety things?
QR codes.
They are called QR codes. And people will just, you know, put their scanner on it and they'll be able to be, you know, flipped into your driving license with all your details. Like, that could happen at your car window, surely.
I'm sure something of that nature will happen. So in Brazil, for example, you download essentially a QR code, and then it uploads onto your phone, and then you have a replica of your driver's license there on your phone. So you would expect that that's what is going to come in the medium to long term. That would probably depend, though, on the guards being equipped with the right equipment. For now, obviously, it's a visual identification, even though the guards do actually scan your license plate to see whether you've got, you know,
because there's some kind of a barcode or something on them, isn't it? The older version of QR codes, really.
Well, I'm talking about the situation where Garda cars can now scan your registration on your car to see whether there are any warrants or anything like that. So there is already a lot of scanning going on. But I mean, you were talking about first world problems a moment ago. I mean, we've all been in a situation where someone asks to see a photo on your phone, you hand them the phone for a second, you think it's going to be for a second, then they start swiping through all your photos. And that's the ultimate horror in a first world scenario. But it could be a lot worse if you handed your phone to a guard and they decided to take a look through other stuff. I'm presuming that's not going to be the case. There must be rules.
In fairness, now, every listener on News Talk Breakfast is wondering what you have photographs on your phone of, Adrian. That's all I'm going to say to you right now. But thank you very much for joining us on that. There's a lot of food for thought there for people. Absolutely. That is Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.